He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the 9/11 edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. And boy, what an eventful weekend we had watching the news out of Florida. And the market today is saying, you know what, Florida might have got hit, but it could have been a whole lot worse. That's what the market is saying. And the Dow is now just an eyelash away from 22,000 again. It's up 201 points this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 21,999 as we begin a new week in the financial markets. The S&P 500 is up 22 points right now. That puts it at 2,483. If you go back and look at my newsletter that I wrote over the weekend on Saturday morning, I sent it out. I said that the S&P looks to me to be poised for a breakout to new all-time highs. I said the same thing about the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ is up 78 points today to 6,438. Crude oil is down 42 cents this morning to $47.06. Gold is losing some of its luster here. No missile shots over the weekend by Pyongyang, North Korea. Gold down $11.90 to $13.39. Silver's down 18 cents to $17.94. And that safe haven of the bond market, it's up 4 basis points today. Interest rates back up to 2.11. They got as low as 2.07 last week. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. My eyes were glued to the screen pretty much all weekend long watching the events in Florida. I was in communications with my sister who lives near Tampa. She was evacuated. They headed for high ground. And as we watched last night, the impact that Irma was having on Florida, my wife and I both kind of came to the conclusion that, you know, while it's bad, it was not the horrific, catastrophic, apocalyptic event that could have happened. Who knows? Maybe prayers were heard. I don't know, but it wasn't as bad as expected. And I said, Lynn, I'll tell you, you know what the best barometer will be of the hurricane? I said, it'll be the market. And I said, I'm going to look to the S&P futures to see what they're saying. And as I was getting ready to go to bed last night, the S&P futures were up 111 points. And I said, there you go. I mean, there's the answer. There's the assessment of what could have been and instead what happened. And the market following through today with one of the biggest days of the year, up over 200 points. I look at our portfolios here today. We are up about 1%. In fact, right at 1% overall across the board on our portfolios. And as I said in my newsletter over the weekend, I will quote the exact quote. It was in the technical analysis part of my newsletter. I said, it looks to me like the market is poised to break out to new all-time highs. And we're almost doing that here today with a big, big surge. A bigger surge in the market today, I guess, than the tidal surge in the Naples area and other areas of Florida. The actual damage caused by the hurricane could be less than $50 billion. What was estimated prior to that? $192 billion. So there's a monetary assessment that comes from a senior market analyst at London Capital. Once again, the actual damages could be less than $50 billion versus the $192 billion estimated prior to the hit. I got to tell you, every time I heard Governor Scott in his news conferences last week, man, I'll tell you what, it was scary. Apocalyptic-like language, and I truly believe that though that could have happened. And it's a great blessing that Florida was spared to some extent, and it was went a lot easier. Not easier, but it could have been a lot worse than it was. It's pushing through Florida today. You got 4 million homes without power, businesses. The storm made landfall Sunday as a Category 4 down in the Keys. It's now a Category 1 and getting ready to turn into just a tropical depression. Another insurer, Munich Re, estimates losses of between $20 to $30 billion. So they're even lower than the numbers coming from London Capital. And remember, that compares with the $192 billion estimate that they had out on the street last week. And you know that the market traded in a very nervous fashion last week. I mentioned that in the newsletter. On Friday, there was some risk taken off the table just in case, and now obviously that risk-on trade is back on in a big way here today with a big pop in the NASDAQ, S&P, Dow Jones Industrial Averages. I talked last week about the electric cars, Tesla. How good is a Tesla in getting out of Dodge? Well, Tesla sent a free update to some owners in Florida to help them extend their driving range ahead of Hurricane Irma. The update unlocked the full battery potential. Now, I don't know how many miles that adds to the range, but they can do that from headquarters in Tesla. They can turn it on in your car while it's parked in your garage. Tesla note to select owners, due to these exceptional circumstances and to help you better prepare to evacuate and get to safety, your vehicle has been adjusted at no cost to you to temporarily access the additional battery capacity until September 16th. So see, I mean, Rob, he's got his gas cans in the back of his truck. That gives him extended range, but Tesla was able to do something to extend the range of those electric cars. Equifax customer complaints continue to pile up. 143 million Americans now impacted by the data breach at Equifax. It just seems to me that these hackers, if they want to, can get into any database. I mean, they've been in the Pentagon, they've been in the White House files, they've been in government files. Who can stop these people? They've been in Equifax, they've been in many brokerage firms across America, and I get emails in my junk file saying, hey, we've got lists of Social Security numbers and identities for sale. We'll sell to you. This has become a huge black market. What a struggle this is. China to close Bitcoin exchanges. Let's see what that's doing to that Bitcoin thing. You know, I get asked all the time about Bitcoin. I talked to someone yesterday at church. He said, I wish I would have bought it when it was 50 cents. I said, yeah, now it's over $5,000. But what is behind it? What is backing it? Well, China's backing out. They're not going to allow it in their country. Bitcoin is up a little bit, however. I track it through an ETF, an exchange-traded fund. The symbol is GBTC, and you can see on that one-year chart how this fund has gone from... This thing came public in September of 2016, last year, at about $80 a share. It got up as high as $1,000 a share, a 12-bagger in about a year. And now it's down to $724 per share. That's GBTC. That's how I track the movement of Bitcoin. The cruise ship stocks are already rebounding. They sold off last week. I own two. I own Caribbean Cruise Line, CCL. It's having a big bounce here today. It is up 3.1%. Also, Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, Big bounce today. It's up 3.8%. I own both of those stocks in my dividend and income account, which is bond-free. I don't like the prospects for bonds going forward. And instead, in their place, I own blue chip type dividend paying stocks with capital appreciation upside potential. That's one of the four portfolios that I run here at Gunderson Capital Management. It's also, there's been studies done that after a Caribbean hurricane and storm, a lot of people feel like they need to go on a Caribbean cruise to support those people, those folks that have been hit. So I continue to own my two cruise line stocks. Apple's big release is this week, and it's already leaked. Let's see what the millennial thinks. I'll talk to him in a minute. Are you going to be buying that new Apple phone? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Hey, I'm excited. This is Minnesota week, and we leave tomorrow morning from the San Diego airport, flying directly to Minneapolis and staying near the Mall of the Americas. And that in and of itself is exciting to me. I mean, I'm not even going to need a car. You know, who needs a car? Just going to walk and explore the mall and the surrounding areas, and probably take some kind of a public transit to the Minnesota Padre game on Wednesday. And hey, Minnesota is hanging on to that wild card spot. I mean, they are clinging to that thing while everybody is clawing at them. And how many games are left in the season? I'm not quite sure. Maybe 15, something like that. And listen, I'll be rooting for Minnesota on Wednesday night. I'm not going to wear Twins gear, I don't think. But and then on Thursday night, we're going to have our workshop, our first one ever in the St. Paul, Minneapolis area. If you want to come to it, get in touch with Rob. He's my reservations guy. He can be reached at GundersonCapital.com or at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Continue to extend an invitation to all subscribers to my newsletter and clients that, we've got a Padre ticket for you if you want to come. And it's dollar hot dog night. So this Norwegian, says, hey, it doesn't get any better than this. Dollar hot dogs I can buy for the whole row here. That's on me. And I understand the condiments are plentiful. Relish, mustard, ketchup. I hope they have the deli mustard. I hate just regular yellow mustard. I like the deli mustard. So we'll see if they have deli mustard. I've never been to Target Field. And I can scratch that one off my list. I've been to a lot of ballparks, but never this one. And, I'm not one of those guys. Before I die, I want to see every ballpark. Well, you know what? There's more important things than that. What? What could be more important than that? Well, anyways, we will be there Wednesday night. And so give us a call if you want to be part of the festivities. And I'm meeting with a lot of people. I got to get rested up here. Well, I'm pretty rested. I'm ready to go. Let's go. I could go today if they'd let me. All right. Well, the next stock in the news, and this is going to be a big, big week for Apple. Apple is right now in anticipation of all the hoopla. It's up 2% this morning. It's at $161.93. It currently has a P/E ratio of 18. Over the last 5 years, they've been growing their earnings by 11% per year, not the 30, 40, 50 like they had in the past. And their most recent quarters have seen pretty much single-digit type of growth. Therefore, I do not own Apple in my premier growth portfolio, where the emphasis is on growth. I have much faster growers in my premier growth portfolio. I do own Apple, however, in my income and growth portfolio because Apple does pay a dividend yield, 1.6%. Now, supposedly, the 10th anniversary iPhone details have been leaked ahead of tomorrow's highly anticipated launch. The iPhone X Okay, this one doesn't have, well, it does have a number. It has a Roman numeral, the iPhone X. This is their 10th anniversary of the iPhone. It's expected to be priced at as high as $1,000. With facial recognition software, an edge-to-edge OLED screen, OLED. I'm not quite sure of I believe it's a little bit more vivid. We'll see when we see the phone, but OLED, OLED seems to be the craze right now. It seems to generate its own light and then having light emitted through the screen. So we'll see how that works out. But here's the biggest one for me. Wireless charging capabilities. That's the supposed leak ahead of tomorrow's highly anticipated. You know, I just hate all these cords everywhere trying to plug things in. A wireless charging system. Now, if Elon Musk could figure that out and keep my car charged from a satellite in space while I'm driving down the highway, apparently there will be some wireless charging capabilities for the new Apple phone. Well, that may be a hard sell in China. $1,000 is double the average monthly salary. The average monthly salary in China is $500 a month. That's it. You're going to pay 2 months' salary for that new iPhone? In China, Apple faces steep competition from more budget-friendly competitors, including Xiaomi, Oppo, and Vivo. Greater China was Apple's third largest market for iPhone sales last quarter. The region represented 18% of overall iPhone sales in the quarter. And, you know, there's a lot of knockoffs, too, over there in China. The share of the smartphone market for Apple in China is 9%, down from 14% in the same period last year. Now, as I look at the Best Stocks Now app to get a feel for where Apple ranks right now, it comes in at number 1,265 out of 5,000. We now have 5,094 apps with the addition of about 500 or 600 stocks last week to the app. This week, between Minnesota and everything, I'm going to try to get another 500 ready for upload. I just have to clean and scrub any data that doesn't look right to me. That's a time-consuming process. Apple is expected to grow by single digits over the next 5 years, 9.3% per year. That's not good enough for me as far as a growth stock, but with a dividend of 1.6%, I like the combination of the dividend and the growth. Apple's a different animal today than it was in the past. It's no longer that Facebook, Alibaba-type growth stock. It's just a steady grower with a dividend. And my 5-year target price on Apple is currently $245 per share. It's at $162, and that includes the dividend yield of 1.6%. Q3 GDP, we're in quarter three right now. It will end in 2.5 weeks. It could take a major hit from Hurricane Harvey. Yeah, well, you know, there was a lot of business. And let's not forget Harvey. You know, while all eyes were glued on Irma over the weekend, I'd feel kind of bad if I was cleaning up down in Houston. We haven't even seen any shots of Houston lately, but we could get a dip from Hurricane Harvey in Q3 GDP. When we come back, emerging markets, man, I want to talk about some of the emerging market stocks that are rising up in the ranks in the Best Stocks Now app. We'll be right back.
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The market is lit. It is lit today on this 9/11. And, you know, it's pretty obvious where it's coming. Well, there's a couple of factors. Number one, our friend in North Korea, our infamous friend, did not fire any firecrackers over the weekend, otherwise known as ballistic missiles in North Korea. But I think the bigger factor is, and I told this to my wife last night, I said, you know, as we sat and watched, because we were really worried about Sarasota and that area, Bradenton, and Tampa. My sister lives there. We were just there. We were just there through all of that country. We have lots of friends there and clients there. Not that we weren't worried for all of Florida, but that seemed to be the epicenter as they talked about the storm moving up the coast over the weekend. I got to be honest with you. I watched it all weekend long. I had it while I was writing the newsletter, while I was doing my work, while I was preparing my church, everything. I had my eyes glued to Florida. I was in communication with my sister. I still don't know. I haven't heard from her. They live near Bradenton. And it appears that, and I told my wife, I said, you know, the best barometer, the best assessment of the overall damage to Florida is going to be in how the market reacts. It's amazing how the market gets it right, you know, and the market was nervous last week. It is a barometer. The market is a very good barometer of future expectations of the economy. It assesses the potential for war. The market assesses the potential for interest rate hikes. The market assesses the potential for the economy and recessions and growth. And it also assesses the aftermath of a hurricane that was expected to be biblical-like, apocalyptic-like. Really sounded horrible as I listened to Governor Scott and others talk about the predictions. And I think a lot of people watched the news over the weekend or were glued to their sets as we watched this. And I'm seeing today that all of the building material stocks and construction type stocks, they're down considerably today. They're down 4% or 5%. I mentioned Owens Corning in my newsletter over the weekend. I noticed that the cruise ship stocks are way up today. I noticed that Home Depot is down 2%. I noticed the waste management stocks are doing well, Waste Connections and Waste Management. But overall, the market being lit today, the obvious assessment is it's not near the monetary, the physical damage to Florida that was, that could have been, that what could have been did not happen. And that's a great blessing that it could have been a lot worse, all right? That's one way to look at things, I guess, that, boy, it could have been a whole heck of a lot worse than it turned out to be. And now, of course, it's headed for Atlanta. It's funny, that's the same trek we took in our car as we drove from Sarasota to Atlanta. That's the same trek that this storm is now taking. Going to be some heavy rains through that Alcala area and Savannah and up on into Atlanta. It looks like our kids have been spared over in Charleston, South Carolina, although I'm sure they'll feel some impact. And the market definitely is making an assessment, and it's saying, boy, this didn't end up as badly as it could have happened. Well, I want to talk a little bit now about the emerging markets and overseas markets. I'm getting a lot of feedback, positive feedback, from the new stocks that we've added to the app. A lot of emerging markets, European stocks, they're now part of that database of over 5,000. And rightly so. Look at the results so far this year. In 2017, the emerging markets and stocks indexes outside of the United States have outperformed by a wide margin our indexes here in the U.S. Okay, let me give you an example. The S&P 500 as of Friday was up 9.9%. 9.9. The emerging markets overall, as measured by an exchange-traded fund that I follow, the Vanguard Emerging Markets Index, VWO, is up 24.5. So there's the differential. Emerging markets up 24.5, and I do own several emerging market stocks. S&P up 9.9. Huge differential. Then we can look at some of the other foreign markets that are inside of that emerging market index. India is up 31%, while the U.S. is up 9.9%. We'll be adding a whole lot of India stocks to the app. Now, these are stocks that you can trade here in America. They have U.S. symbols. A lot of them trade, however, on the gray and the pink sheets. And that's why you have to look at the volume. But a lot of them trade very heavy volume. No problem on a lot of them getting in and out. Others, it's mixed. Others trade very little volume, and you have to be careful with those. And I truly believe that as investors and the world becomes more of a global economy, I truly believe you're going to see much, much more interest in buying individual stocks. See, I'm not an index guy. That bothers me. I'm getting all of that mediocrity within that index. I would rather cherry pick that index for the very best stocks. Now, I read a comment here this morning from a very well-known legendary investor, Ray Dalio. We've quoted him in the past. I think him and I are on the same wavelength, because a few months ago, about the same time that I was writing about the apocalyptic event that could occur to the bond market over the next several years, he came out that same week saying almost the same exact thing. He runs a big hedge fund, one of the biggest in the world, Bridgewater Associates. He's looking to invest billions in China. Billions in China. And I totally agree. You know, it's a faster growing economy. They seem to have cleaned up a lot of the shenanigans that went on there. It's still not the same as investing in a U.S. stock. But there, I've had some tremendous success this year with Alibaba, with Tencent Holdings, with JD.com, and others. That's a booming economy over there. And we are busy adding many Chinese stocks to the app. And eventually, when we get enough in there, we will have separate sorts in the app where you can sort on overall, a global sort, stocks all around the world. That's the one I like. I like to compare them all. The bigger the database, the more potential. The bigger the haystack, the more potential needles are in that haystack, right? If you've just got one bale of hay, which we saw a lot of here recently in the Yuma area when we went on our dove hunting excursion, next to a haystack, there's going to be a lot more needles in that haystack than in one bale of hay. You might not find any needles in one bale of hay, but in a haystack, you're liable to find many needles in that haystack. So we're increasing the size of the haystack. Or you say, you know what, I just can't bring myself to buy a European stock, which I really don't understand why that would be, or a Chinese stock, or an Indian company, even a big, you know, they have utilities, publicly traded. A lot of them pay much bigger dividends than ours. There is a foreign tax, however, on dividends paid by these foreign countries, and that tax varies from country to country, I believe. But there are some great, great companies. And as I look at my top 100 in the app right now, I see names like Grupo CIMEC. I see Wirecard out of Europe. I see WorldPay. I see C.H.R. Hansen, a medical device company out of the Netherlands. I see Curing out of Germany in that top 100. I see H. Lundbeck, a very interesting biotech clinical trial type stock, also out of Europe. I see ThyssenKrupp AG. I believe that's a German company. In fact, I knew somebody that used to work for them. I see Hugo Boss in the top 100 now. Of course, I still see it. It's dominated still by U.S. stocks. I see Capgemini. A lot of you might be familiar with Capgemini out of Europe. I see the London Stock Exchange, which you can invest in. One of the best investments I have right now is the Chicago Board of Exchange, CBOE. Well, now we can invest in the London version. It's currently ranked number 41 overall in the best stocks now. The app is going global, and so should you. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the final quarter of the Best Stock. It's the fourth quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And congratulations to the Cowboys, our Dallas. We're going to get to Dallas. Maybe we'll take in a Dallas Cowboy game. I don't know. We'll see. And Seattle's next, okay? And the Seahawks. How did the Seahawks do? They were playing Green Bay. I haven't seen their... The Seahawks lost 17-9 to Green Bay, but Dallas whomped the New York Giants. I did watch a little bit of that game last night, and the Minnesota Twins still hanging on to that wild card spot, and we pray for our folks, all of our friends in the Sarasota, Bradenton, all of that area down there, Tampa, that they can recover from this mess, this natural disaster that has occurred and is still occurring down there. But I think that it appears that it could have been a whole lot worse than it ended up being. My sister sounded pretty panicked when I talked to her Saturday. They were heading for high ground in Florida, which there's not a lot, but they were headed over to the East Coast. And then, of course, the hurricane took a turn in that direction towards the Orlando area. But for a while there, they thought Tampa would take a direct hit, the Bradenton, Tampa, Sarasota area. And that didn't happen. But still, a lot of damage left behind. Well, as we left Friday for the weekend, we knew that this was coming. Market was pretty nervous on Friday. But I sent out a few tweets here that I want to reiterate here today on stocks that made my eyeballs pop out. One that has just taken off for me all of a sudden is ABBV, A-B-B-V, which makes Humira drug. ABV was spun off by Abbott Labs. It's kind of the biotech part, the research part of Abbott Labs. ABBV develops Humira, other pharmaceutical and biological treatments for rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, Crohn's disease. I always felt all along that this stock wasn't getting its... I felt it was one of the cheapest stocks in the entire market. Well, I was right, because it has now broken out with a vengeance to the upside. They have some good clinical trials. I also like the fact that when I bought the stock, it had a dividend yield of over 4%. Well, now that dividend yield has pulled back a little bit. It's at ABBV. Let's see, ABB dividend yield is about 3.2% now, but that's still a pretty hefty dividend. It's at 3%. Pretty hefty dividend yield. And again, I would much rather own a stable of blue chip type stocks like this, paying dividends that are still growing, as opposed to a bond portfolio. And you'd have to say I've been right about that this year. The bond market, the long bond is up about 3.5%, something like that, 3.8%, somewhere in there. But it has downside risk, and it has very little upside capital appreciation potential. And that's the big difference for me. I still see that upside potential in equities and dividend paying equities. I've mentioned two already here that I own in that portfolio, Apple and AbbVie, which are very high quality companies, some of the biggest in the world that also pay a good dividend and also have the potential for capital appreciation. So if you're an income investor needing that monthly check, well, you can get it from growth too. You can get that in the Premier Growth portfolio. But this one's a little bit more stable, a little less volatile, this portfolio that I run, the income and growth portfolio. So if you'd like to talk to us about that one, you can you know how to get in touch with us. A few other stocks that I mentioned on Friday as we were getting ready to wrap up the week. I also mentioned the 500 new stocks in the app, mostly European right now. I'm going to be going through a lot of those today. I went through a lot of them on Friday and over the weekend. Some very interesting stuff showing up there. I also sent out a tweet on Friday about ASML, one of my favorite chip-related stocks. It's also one of my favorite European stocks. It's a Dutch company, ASM. In fact, we featured it last week on the show, and it had a nice breakout last week. It's breaking out again today to new all-time highs. It's a $70 billion company out of the Netherlands, which it's comparable here in America would be Applied Materials, AMAT. And I mentioned how that stock was breaking out. Yeah, I send out about four or five tweets a day, only when something really makes my eyeballs pop out. Here's one that made my eyeballs pop out. I said the ugliest chart of the day. This was last Friday. GE. A lot of hidden time bombs left behind by Jeffrey Immelt that investors are now becoming aware of. I got to believe that the lawyers, that the class action types in the suits, in the tall buildings in New York City and elsewhere, are looking at this one and the damage that's been done to the poor shareholders that, I think you're going to see some class action lawsuits filed, especially when this quarter comes out. When they report their next quarter, GE's hitting a 52-week low again today at $23 a share. GE will report on October 20th. So that'll be an interesting one, about 5 weeks from today. Supposedly, it's going to be a garbage dump. They're going to dump all the hazardous waste. They're going to do it all in one fell swoop, and it could be really, really ugly. Would it be a buy from there after that? You know what? I think I'll take a wait-and-see type of attitude towards that one. And one more here. Before we have to call it a day, what was the other one I was going to talk about here? A biomed. Oh, yeah, AON, which is an insurer. That's one I own in the dividend. You got three from that portfolio today. AON breaking out to new all-time highs. That's one of my European. It's an English-based. Of course, trades on the New York Stock Exchange. an England-based insurance product company, offering risk management consulting services worldwide, $36 billion company with a dividend yield of about 2%, 1% right now. All right, well, we're coming to Minnesota. We're leaving tomorrow, and we'll be doing the show from back there. If you'd like to get in touch with us about portfolio management or the seminar, GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.